State, our top story this hour. President Biden on a 10-day beach vacation in Delaware. This comes after Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart earlier in the week. Coming up on Monday, things could get bad for the president and his son, as Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, is expected to testify on Capitol Hill about the alleged shady business deals the two may have had with foreign countries. Now, Republicans reportedly considering impeachment charges to investigate the full picture here as to what went down during the 8 years Biden was vice president during the Obama administration. Republicans running for president gathering for the annual GOP Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, Iowa. 13 2024 presidential candidates showing up and speaking at the event. Former President Trump hit with additional charges, and he's verbally fighting back. Jim Forbes on the story.
Former President Donald Trump is denying any wrongdoing after being hit with more charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. A new indictment alleges Trump requested employees delete security footage at the Florida State following a grand jury subpoena. I'm Jim Forbes.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, warning of a salmonella outbreak linked to ground beef in four states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. And a check now on entertainment news.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
She's so cool.
Barbie and Oppenheimer are expected to have another really big weekend at the box office this summer. Barbie projected now to cross the $700 million mark worldwide by tomorrow. It already secured the biggest week in history for a Warner Brothers film at over $578 million around the world. Meanwhile, Oppenheimer is expected to surpass the $500 million mark tomorrow. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
In USA News for your health this Saturday morning, we take a look at the impact of long COVID.
U.S. health officials declared an end to the pandemic in May. COVID-19 is still impacting some people in different ways. Dr. Clinton Wright with the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke tells us what they discovered about long COVID.
Things like sleep disturbances, brain fog, fatigue, and exercise intolerance.
I'm Ryan Daniels.
Democrats at the White House say Alabama Senator Republican Tommy Tuberville hurting military readiness. Lisa Taylor takes a look.
It's because Tuberville is holding up military promotions in protest to the Pentagon's policy to reimburse service members for travel expenses if they have to travel out of state for abortions. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called on Senate Republicans to put country over party and speak out against the hold on behalf of military families. The senator has blocked more than 250 military promotions. I'm Lisa Taylor.
In entertainment news, Barbie still tops at the box office.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey.
She's so cool.
Greta Gerwig's live-action feature Barbie is the top movie in the U.S. and Canada, earning $155 million in its first weekend of release. This marks the biggest opening for any film by a female director. Coming in second is Christopher Nolan's biopic Oppenheimer, which made $80.5 million in its debut weekend. I'm Brooks Walker.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that for police car.
Just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah.
Ripped up for 40 days of consistent sin. All over police car, clips right on your vent.
Yeah.